Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Today I'm sharing an article entitled A Prayer for Thanksgiving Day by Debbie McDaniel. She starts with Psalm 100, 1 through 5. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. That's Psalm 100. All across our nation, Thanksgiving is a day that we set aside in order to do one thing, be thankful. And usually what goes along with it is lots of food, family and friends, laughter and fun, times of giving to others in need, and maybe some football or traditions that you've recognized through long years. And sometimes, too, there's also loneliness and struggle or deep loss, feelings of hurt and painful circumstances that you're still trying to hurdle over. Whatever you're facing this Thanksgiving Day, in the midst of it all, may we remember again that God gives us the opportunity each and every day to give worship and thanks to him. Every morning he gives us breath, his invitation to come joyfully into his presence. He reminds us that he alone is God and we belong to him. He assures us that his plans in our lives are for good, that his love covers us securely, and his faithfulness extends from generation to generation. No matter what, he's given us so many reasons to choose thankfulness and joy this day. Let's do what the psalmist of this great chapter says, shout for joy, worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs, know that he is God, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Recognize his goodness, love, and faithfulness through all the generations of our family. Dear God, thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over our lives. Forgive us for when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, for all that you've given. We're so grateful for your amazing love and care, for your mercy and grace, for always working on our behalf, even behind the scenes when we're unaware. We give you thanks and praise, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, have a great day thanking the Lord, and I thank our listeners for their support all year. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin 54174. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.